Our book reviewer today, we welcome Ray Shipley from Scorpio Books in Christchurch. So, Ray, thanks very much for being with us today. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
And please tell me about your book for us, which is The Rabbit Hutch by Tess Gunty. Or is it Gunty? How do we say that?
I'm not sure. I've been going with Gunty,
okay.
But who knows. So, it's The Rabbit Hutch. It's a debut novel, and Tess Gunty is from Indiana. And the Rabbit Hutch of the title is the name of an apartment block, which the book kind of centres around. It's in a town called Vacca Vale, and the town is kind of made up, but it feels like it could be any number of these small American towns. The town is been impacted by two big things. The first is that it was led by this big industry for a really long time. Zorn Automotives, also made up, when that went bust and kind of left the town kind of overnight. And then secondly, so it's feeling all the impacts of that. And then secondly, it's feeling the impacts of climate change. The river and parts of the town are flooding with increasing regularity. So that's the kind of setting of this novel. And it's remarkable, so that we find ourselves in this apartment, a crumbling apartment in a struggling town, and we get to, and it opens to getting to peek into all of these different apartments in this building, and all of the lives being lived in them. So there's like a young mother grappling with these intense feelings about her newborn. There's an older couple bickering about their neighbours. There's a widower waiting for her replies on an online dating app. And then our main character is a young woman called Blandine, and she lives in an apartment in the Rabbit Hutch with these three young men, and all four of them are recently out of the foster care system, and they're living independently for the first time. And Blandine works at this painfully hip cafe, and she spends her time poring over books about the mystics and also working out ways to sabotage the influx of developers that are trying to make a quick buck off the town. And so the main plot is centred in her apartment and follows this bizarre series of events that take place there in this one sweltering week at the height of summer. But just like the title sort of suggests, there's so much more going on in this kind of rabbit hutch than just Blandine's story. The novel takes us down all of these different rabbit holes and deep dives into a bunch of other characters and stories, which are all just magnificently written. And some are only very loosely related to the central plot, and some are kind of deeply tied to it. So it means the novel's sort of incredibly full of life. It's almost bursting with it. It makes it hard to pin down to a tidy description, but for me it feels like all of these loosely connected stories were at their heart kind of about the ways that hurt people living in broken systems can hurt people. One thing I loved about it is that the author uses a whole lot of different styles to tell these stories. So there's a section that feels almost like a thriller. There's one chapter that's just a bitingly funny comment section of an online obituary website. Different tenses and points of view are used chapter by chapter. It gets violent in places, and other places it's tender and gentle. One chapter near the end is told entirely through images. If it sounds like it might be too busy to make sense, it's really not. It's that busyness and fullness that makes it so remarkable. It's a real testament to the author's skill that that something so chaotic and at times totally unexpected and bizarre could be so satisfying. And throughout the Rabbit Hutch, there's this real sense of the impacts of climate change, late-stage capitalism. There's sort of this impending doom, but it's also just hopeful as well. It's so contradictory. There's deep hurt, there's deep love, there's shocking laugh out loud, desperately sad, messy, tightly controlled. It's beautiful and ugly all at once, and I absolutely loved it. And it's just won the National Book Award for Fiction in the US as well. So, yeah, it comes highly recommended.
Fabulous, Ray. Thank you very much. It's Ray from Scorpio Books in Christchurch.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who's been reviewing The Rabbit Hutch by Tess Gunty. It's published by Penguin Random House, and the price is $28.